It's time to talk business with Jack Robinson. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Today, the Biz Journal is reporting that University of the Pacific in Stockton will start graduate programs in health, business, and public policy at its Sacramento campus. Is this a reaction to Drexel University's decision to close its Sacramento campus?
No, but the timing certainly is remarkable, and it makes for a very exciting time for higher education in Sacramento. Drexel has had a small graduate program here since 2009, but the university is based in Philadelphia, and it really isn't interested anymore in keeping up satellite campuses. So UOP has been working on this plan for some time. The university sees a market here for graduate programs aimed at professionals. And with enrollment declines at the law school, it has some room to spare in the McGeorge campus in Oak Park. So the first programs will be master's degrees in public policy and public administration, which makes sense in a state capital.
How does this compare with that plan by the University of Warwick to build a full campus in Placer County?
It looks like UOP has a very different strategy. Warwick, you know, as you say, plans to start eventually enroll a large undergraduate student body at a big campus. They will start with graduate programs, but that's not their ultimate goal. University of Pacific is being more surgical by concentrating on graduate degrees where it sees a need. You know, it's doing the same thing in San Francisco, where it has a dental school, adding graduate programs like technology and other fields that make sense there.
I wanted to ask you about a new mixed-use project some people are talking about. I mean, we're getting used to these developments in Midtown Sacramento, but this new plan is for a neighborhood near the UC Davis Medical School in Sacramento. What's being proposed?
It is interesting because it's sort of off the grid a little bit anyway, and that may say something about the way development is headed in Sacramento. This is at Stockton and T, and it's in the Elmhurst neighborhood. There's a big, really ugly, empty office building there now that drivers can easily see off of Highway 50. The developer plans to tear that down, build a five-story complex that's twice as big. It would include 6,000 square feet of retail space, 214 apartments, even some single-family homes nearby. It'll be interesting to see how the neighborhood reacts to this plan.
Jack, what's happening with Aerojet? They're cutting up to 300 jobs in the Sacramento area. Is the company in financial trouble?
Aerojet makes rockets, and that business has changed a lot over the decades that the company's been alive. Its business is really sort of rooted in the Cold War and the space race. And what the company's trying to do now is cut costs and get more efficient to compete with startups like SpaceX that can be far more nimble. So some of these local jobs lost here will be layoffs, but some will be transfers to other parts of the country. Aerojet has 14 facilities around the country. The company also plans to get rid of some of its excess facilities. It's amazing how much they have on their Rancho Cordova campus, something like 2.5 million square feet of office space, and they really only need about 1.5 million. So they've got a lot of excess capacity.
I heard about a new kind of bar opening in Sacramento, a gamer bar, where you'll be able to play video games while you drink beer. I guess it sort of makes sense since people who grew up with Mario Brothers and Donkey Kong are adults now. So, I mean, is this a new trend?
It certainly looks like it, though, of course, who knows what the staying power will be like. But we have three of these so-called gamer cafes in the planning stages, some more advanced than others. The idea is that some of them will cater to video gamers, some to people who play board games. And you know, of course, this is an age-old formula. Take recreation and add alcohol. Think about bowling alleys, for example.
And then the Business Journal is reporting that a restaurant chain called Tilted Kilt is looking to enter the Sacramento market. I have a feeling this isn't really a family restaurant.
Think Hooters. It's in the same genre. And, you know, the recipe there is scantily clad waitresses and alcohol. I really wouldn't be shocked if this ends up in the neighborhood of our new downtown arena.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
Welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.